Weekend Drive is brought to you by Reynolds & Reynolds, the industry leader in automotive technology. To find out more, visit rayray.com.
We welcome you into this weekend and Saturday with Charlie Gilchrist, the 2019 NADA chairman. Thank you so much for being on Weekend Drive, Charlie.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for letting me be here.
Of course. 2019 has been an interesting year in many ways, and I'm sure as your chairmanship has gone on, you've had to deal with some things you might not have expected, maybe did expect. But describe the year for us as the chairman of NADA.
Well, it has been an interesting year. When we got started, there were a lot of things on our radar. Profitability of our new vehicle departments. Recalls was a huge issue for us. Our workforce initiative that we launched in January, hiring techs, was huge. And then all of a sudden, something popped up called tariffs and trade.
Right.
And that wasn't on any of our radars. So it's been really an interesting year. It's been exciting. I now know the number of times my planes are delayed. It's been a lot of fun. I've had a good time, and we are all about trying to make a difference for our dealers and our customers. Affordability of vehicles is still a huge issue for us, and we need to make sure that we can keep vehicles affordable for our customers.
So let's hit on affordability for a second. Some NADA data that was shared with us recently shows that perhaps by the end of the year, average new car retail price could be north of $37,000. NADA has talked about affordability for a long time. Still,
it's a huge issue. And if you think about it, in 2017, the average transaction price was about $2,500 less. So it's really increased in 2 years. And when it crosses that $37,000 mark, that's really something that we need to take pause and try to figure out how we're going to cope with. The average payment is $565 a month. That's the average. And in Texas, where I'm from, I mean, we've seen truck payments, people buying trucks, that the payments are over $1,000 a month. So we have a huge issue with affordability. Obviously, with all the technology coming out, it drives the price up. And for safety, we need that. Maybe some of the other technology ought to be maybe an optional deal. But we're really concerned about the affordability factor in new vehicles.
Even average monthly loan terms now edging towards 70 months as well.
Right.
So the health of the industry, and you and I have talked about this, even as a dealer in the other hat that you wear, a dealer in the Metroplex of Dallas, you're concerned that while business seems like it's okay, you also feel that it's a little challenged.
Well, business is really good. Our business is good. I mean, we're still at over 17 million SAR. You know, we predicted it'd be 16.8 last year for this year, and I think it's around 17.1, maybe even 17.2. So business is good. It just doesn't feel good. I mean, It feels hard. As dealers, you know, we're always trying to beat last month or the last year for the month. And when you're in a stable or even a slightly declining market, for dealers to, in our minds, succeed or grow, we have to take business away from other dealers, which is very expensive and very hard. So I think business just seems harder than it is. But the reality of it is, it's still good. We have a great SAR. I think that if dealers would step back and look at it, they would all agree that business is good, but it just feels a lot harder than maybe it should.
Talk to us a little bit about the brands that you have.
So we have Ford. I've been a Ford dealer for like 33 years now. And then we have a Chevy store, a Buick GMC, a Dodge Ram Jeep store, Nissan, and Volkswagen. And we surround Dallas-Fort Worth in Texas.
So you're clearly diversified. I mean,
we're diversified. We're lucky that we're in truck world. Trucks are everything, SUVs. And you know, you've seen the numbers, but trucks have now gone over 70% of the share of cars have really fallen down to 29%. And the CUVs are over 40% of that. So we're blessed to be in the right market at the right time.
Greg Euland, marketing director at Reynolds & Reynolds, recently sat down with Rick Hendrick, chairman of Hendrick Automotive. In this exclusive interview, Mr. Hendrick shares his story, challenges he's faced, and what he anticipates changing in the market. Here's an excerpt.
So what do you tell other dealers if they come to you and they say, how do I turn a store around? What do I do?
You know, it's really all about the people. I don't care what kind of business you're in. We're in the people business. And if you get the right leaders, it makes it a lot easier. People that are trained, people that work as a team, creating the right culture. And you get that part right, the rest of it falls into place.
Well, it takes a little hard work, too.
Yeah, it's hard. And I think when you, if you've done it a long time or you've done it multiple times, you learn from mistakes. My philosophy is you make a mistake one time and you try not to make it again.
To see or hear the full-length interview with Mr. Rick Hendrick, visit reyrey.com/weekenddrive. Once again, that's reyrey.com/weekenddrive.
I'm talking to you from Detroit, where obviously the headlines are all about the ongoing GM strike. As a General Motors dealer, how are you dealing with the effects of the strike? Are you feeling anything currently with the GM strike?
So far, we're not feeling anything with our new vehicles. We have plenty of stock. I'm sure as this lasts longer than, obviously the stock will go away. The biggest issue we're starting to feel right now is parts in our service department. And I think that's going to be more critical in a shorter period of time than actually new vehicles.
Are you also worried that when the strike is finally resolved, that you might not have the backlog of parts to satisfy?
I think you're going to have the parts issue And also, if this strike gets over any time soon, you could possibly have a situation when the strike ends that we don't have enough new vehicles because we've sold out. So I think there's a lot of concerns there, but actually feeling it right now, it's starting to feel in the parts department and the service departments are going to be the first ones to feel that.
Charlie, we talked about data being an important point for dealers going forward, the monetization of data. Not only this securing data, but making sure that dealers can benefit from the data collection. Where are the opportunities there?
Well, the opportunities with data is something that we're just starting to figure out. We have to work with the OEMs to make sure how we share data. Obviously, the OEMs want to monetize that also. We have third-party vendors that are interested in our data, too. So I think it's something that we're just on the start of investigating. But as dealers, we're going to have to figure out different revenue streams so we can be profitable, so we can take care of our customers and keep those long-term relationships. And I think data is one of those areas that we might possibly be able to figure that out and have a revenue stream for dealers. You know, GM is paying dealers back now for OnStar. So that in Volkswagen has thought about some of this. So I think there's some opportunities there. We just need to figure out how to do it.
So as we look back on your 2019 chairmanship, of course, in February, you'll turn you'll hand the gavel over,
right?
Some memories from being a part of NADA and the role that you've been on this year?
Number one, it's certainly an honor to serve as chairman, and it's something that I think it's probably the highlight of my life, other than kids and marriage and all that. But as far as it's something that I've met so many wonderful people. Met you, get to travel the world and meet people across the world. And I think one of the things that you see when you travel across the world is how important our NADA association is for our members, and how important our franchise laws are for us. We're the envy of the rest of the world.
Yeah, how unique, I was going to say, how unique that is to America.
But I think the overall greatest experience is just being able to meet all the people in this wonderful industry. We have so many passionate, exciting people, from our board members to our OEMs, the NADA team. They're just incredible. So I it's truly an honor for me to serve. I guess the one greatest experience I have, and I really didn't want to do it, is I got to interview Bob Woodward about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Great journalist.
Yeah, and so that was...
interviewed Bob.
I interviewed Bob, and he tried to interview me a lot. we had rules there, but it was one of those things that you really didn't want to do, but when you did it, he is so interesting. The insights that he has are just incredible. And
any particular story that came out of that you'd like to share?
Well, it's I'll tell you this story. My mom was a history teacher, and I told this to Bob. So I followed the Nixon deal, and she always thought President Nixon was innocent. So I, you know, being a young kid, I was on the opposite side. So I followed Bob Woodward in that the Watergate scandal. So, but the other thing that made it interesting to me is Robert Redford was kind of my hero, the Sting, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So I got to ask him the question, how does it feel to be portrayed by Robert Redford? He portrayed you. And I'll never forget the answer. He paused and he said, in my lifetime, I've disappointed many women. I could get a date on the phone in the 70s, but once I got there, it was a different story. So I thought that was really pretty incredible. But you know, we talked about leadership skills from presidents, and who was the greatest president with leadership skills? His answer was Gerald Ford, which I thought would probably be Ronald Reagan. But it was pretty incredible to listen to him. He said, as journalists, we're always talent scouts.
Well,
and that's true.
And now you are a talent scout yourself, now that you're a car dealer, NADA chairman, and journalist.
There we go. That's right.
Charlie Gilchrist, thanks so much for being on Weekend Drive.
Thank you.
And we will see you next Saturday right here.